left before a special election primary in the state of Alabama to fill a U.S. Senate seat. A Fox News Strategy Research statewide telephone survey finds in the Republican race, Roy Moore leads with 35% of the vote, Luther Strange with 29%, and Mo Brooks has 19%. The race for the Democrats, 40% for Robert Kennedy Jr., 30% for Doug Jones. The Senate Majority Leader is continuing to get some pressure from President Trump. Here's Sharon Reed.
He tweeted, quote, "Can you believe Mitch McConnell, who has screamed repeal and replace for 7 years, couldn't get it done? McConnell has said Trump had excessive expectations."
Still a buzz in the air around Washington, D.C., a day after an unarmed Russian spy plane was confirmed to have flown over the nation's capital. That low-altitude flight yesterday is permitted under the Treaty of Open Skies. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
Allergy congestion, cut grass, cat on the sofa, dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Walmart does say it's, in its words, horrible that one of its stores has a sign up that makes it look like it's selling guns as back-to-school items. The photo, which went viral, does not indicate exactly what location it is, but it shows a case full of guns under the sign that reads, "Own the school year like a hero." A Walmart corporate spokesman says the company's working to identify which store put up the display and to be sure it's been taken down and that those responsible are disciplined. There are several preseason NFL games on the schedule tonight, and also making some NFL news, an apparent problem between the L.A. Chargers and Rams. Doesn't look like they like each other much, as we hear from Jason Campadonia.
During a practice with both teams yesterday in Irvine, a couple of players started shoving each other. Then another player joined in, and another. The scuffle quickly turned into a bench-clearing brawl with several players getting tossed around. Both teams will meet in the preseason, but don't see each other during the regular season. None of the players involved were badly hurt, but it's unclear if any of the players involved will face any disciplinary action from the league.
Still more NFL news. It's finally hiring full-time officials, as the NFL Referees Association says the league plans to hire 24 full-time refs for the 2017 season. Full-time officials will be hired at each of the 7 officiating positions. Refs have always worked as contractors in the past. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, "Well, I'd like her room to be gray." And the little girl said, "Mom, gray is the color of depression."
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormones. hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor-supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited-time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit NJThin.com. That's NJThin.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Woohoo! Keg party this week, downtown New York. Big keg party. Dow 22,000. Oh yeah, all the stock photography coming out, all the various different financial sites of smiling traders, shiny, happy traders down on Wall Street. Oh yeah, it was party on. You gotta love those headlines. Love those. It's easy to sell to the American people. A benchmark. Oh, hey, 22,000. What does it mean? What does it actually mean? Does they explaining the stocks that have driven the market higher, explaining the different stocks that have gone in to the index over the past 10, 15 years? Are they putting this into perspective for investors? No, we don't want to do anything like that. That might educate people. We don't want that. We want the conspiracy to keep people poor and stupid alive and well. Anyway, welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Always honored to have you tuned into the big program. I want to talk about this is, you know, not the Dow 22,000, but the S&P 500's information technology sector index has broken into new highs. You know, last time it was as high, or it was higher. March of 2000. I had no kids back then. I wasn't even married at that point in time, for crying out loud. March of 2000. That's how long it took it for the index to come all the way back, the technology index. And granted, companies that are in it now are gone back then. I was, you know, it was funny this past week. I actually popped into my head. I was sub-referencing something, and I thought of the old Surgeon General. Remember C. Everett Koop? Remember he had his own .com company back then? It was Koop.com. Anyway, what does this all mean? I wrote a column. This is going back to right before that point in time, January of 1999. And again, I often like to use Greek myths when trying to make sense out of finance, trying to teach lessons. And that's in essence what the myths were for. And the lessons, I feel, are timeless. And there is a Greek myth, a lot of people are familiar with this one, about the young boy named Icarus. And Icarus gets his magic pair of wings. And these wings are going to allow him to fly like a bird. Now, before Icarus takes off on his first flight, his father warns him not to fly too high. Because you're going to get too high, you're going to get too close to the sun, his wings could catch fire, and he will crash and die. And, of course, the boy lets the warning go in one ear and out the other and takes off.
soars higher and higher, paying no attention to the warning his father gave him. All of a sudden, his wings catch fire, and the boy crashes and burns. Back at this point in time, back in the late 1990s, I was warning people about issues with the dot-com stocks and the market as a whole. And I'm here to tell you right now, it's not the same. What we're having right now is something that is very much a different type of scenario than back then. And we'll talk about some of the similar stocks, some of the latest IPOs that are coming out. We'll talk about that. Let's talk about that this hour on the program as well. The reality is this. Everybody's cheering on this higher market. Each and every security out there has an intrinsic value. It's worth something. And my job, one of the things that I do, is we try to determine what that value is. And of course, we want to buy that company below its intrinsic value. That's the idea. You buy something on sale. Now, we know a lot of people have been looking at the markets saying, oh, this is ridiculous, and look at how high this is. Yet, you take a look at the earnings of many of these companies, and they've been just staggering. What people end up getting themselves into is they end up getting themselves on this god-awful, stupid hamster wheel of what the Dow did, what the S&P did, and what the NASDAQ did. Heck, they want you to do that, right? The powers that be want you to do that. That's all they've been showing you. That's all they've been showing you for decades. I remember back in the 1970s, they didn't have really any business programs on. But I remember Walter Cronkite on the evening news telling us what the Dow, the NASDAQ did. Or no, it wasn't NASDAQ. What the Dow and the S&P did over the course of the day. And at that point in time, I didn't really give it much thought. But that was it. You can have a market correction from here. Let's say the market goes down 10%, an official correction. Let's put the Dow at 22,000. All right, goes down 2,200 points, 10% correction. Does it matter if the companies that you're holding on to, that you own in your portfolio, are fundamentally sound? No. Will it matter to you if you're one of those people that does not have enough cash in their portfolio and needs to live on said portfolio? Someone who is selling stocks on a monthly basis to pay the bills, which you are not supposed to do? Yeah. Yeah, that's an issue. That's a problem. And the reality is more people are doing that today than ever before because people are just not prepared. They're not. They're not prepared properly. And they retire too early with not enough money saved. And they have to be overly invested when they should be a little bit more conservative. Every individual situation is unique and different. That's why I stopped taking phone calls here on the big show, the weekend national show. Because I get questions from people and you know, I don't have enough time to answer them. Because one statement leads to another 10 questions. When I talked about this here on the program of having a portfolio of you, a hedge fund of you, what your situation is, that's what true financial planning is. This crap that you listen to, that Americans listen to. James Cramer, CNBC, this one, that one, bulls and bears, it's all bunk. Is Bulls and Bears even on Fox Business anymore? I don't even know if it is. And you know, the funny thing is, a lot of these pundits that they have on, you know, a lot of them, they're so-called experts, they're failed money managers. That's right. They're failed money managers. I can go down the list. And you're going to listen to them. No. Get off the hamster wheel. Get your financial plan done the right way. But you also, like I said, you have to heed some of the warning. Have to heed some of the warning of Icarus, or Icarus's dad. Now, you own high-flying stocks. You've done extraordinarily well with certain securities. And they're making up a larger portion of your portfolio than was intended. For example, if tech was 10% and now tech is 18% of your portfolio because of growth, guess what? You need to trim that portfolio, get it back down to 10%. I call it my Mr. Miyagi theory. Bonsai tree. Cut here, snip there. The reason why I'm going over this again, I know we do it often here on the program, is, man, the phone calls and the emails are coming in. And you know one of the most popular questions I get? Do you think the market has topped out? My answer, I don't know. I do not have that answer. I don't gamble. I don't gamble. I can only, you want to be successful, you worry about things that you do have control over. And I do somewhat have control over my research and understanding the fundamentals of a company and trying to put a valuation on. Are we right 100% of the time? No. But I'd rather do that than throw darts at a stock chart, hoping to guess what is going to happen next. Is the market topped out? I don't know. What I do know is the companies in my clients' portfolios are solid. We like the valuations. If we didn't, we change. Don't fall victim to this stuff. Don't. It's what happened back in the 1990s. Everybody wants some. Everybody had to get in. Oftentimes at ridiculous prices. Look for value. It's out there. Is it more difficult to come by now? Yeah. Yeah. Where was everybody? Where were the people listening to me back in 2009, the winter of 2009, when the Dow was down at 6,600? And I'm telling everybody to big borrow and steal and do everything you can to find as much value as you could. What did everybody want to do? No. They wanted a Glenn Beck seed bank. They were listening to Gerald Celente telling you that the end of the world was right around the corner. That was 8 years ago. Look what you missed out on. Now, again, I don't think I'll see valuations like that again in my lifetime. But I don't know. Could happen. Well, what would you do, Markowski? What would happen if the stock market went down like that? Same thing I did last time. I wouldn't worry about a zombie apocalypse. I'd take advantage. Up, down, sideways, backwards, forwards, people, remove that from your whole mentality. Then maybe you'll be successful. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. Get there. Take advantage of everything we have right there. Consultations with our certified financial planners, our newsletter, account repair kits, all sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our latest white paper it's sweeping the nation. I'm getting tons of downloads, which is good. It's good. It's about the retirement crisis and people not saving enough. Take advantage of that as well. Everything free. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com or give us a call. 800-471-5984. That number again, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea
free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Mario and Pemba here for your local Auto Value Parts stores. There's no feeling quite like the one you get from driving on the open road. So whether I'm keeping my ride clean or running smooth, I've come to depend on the team at my local Auto Value Parts stores. And you can place your order anytime at autoparts2020.com.
We have batteries, brakes, mufflers, and more at your Auto Value Parts store,
where service is the difference.
We get it.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Today, we're talking about your budget and budget blinds.
People get so hung up on that word budget.
Listen, everybody's got a budget. Budget Blinds is all about getting the window coverings you really want at a price that fits your budget.
Right. They have exclusive designer styles, hundreds of choices.
And Budget Blinds gives you expert service. None of that do-it-yourself. The pros bring the showroom to you, then do it all. Measure and install.
What a relief.
That's style and service for every budget.
And right now, during their 25th anniversary celebration, it's the biggest sale of the year, with special upgrades and offers.
Explain the free upgrades, like the invisible tilt for shutters.
Make shutters look cleaner, more contemporary. Same with the free cordless upgrade on honeycomb shades. No cords. Look sleek and uncluttered.
I like that. Just call this number. It's easy to remember. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS.
855, then the name, Budget Blinds. Or go online.
BudgetBlinds.com.
Remember, budget means getting custom window coverings at a price that fits your budget. And remember, 855-BUDGET-BLINDS.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. That's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Okay, you know, we're talking a little bit about 1990s IPOs. I have been getting millennials. I'm shocked. And do I give them a little hell? Do I tease a little bit? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I give it to the snowflakes a little bit. They get a kick out of it, though. They appreciate it. I don't think I do not have any male clientele that have male buns. You know, those little things that guys are doing with the hair now, the youngsters. No, I don't. And I don't, you know, what's the other thing with these big gigantor earrings that they keep putting in? I don't think I have any of those either. But yeah, this past week, Snapchat touched a fresh new low. Blue Apron tanked. Two hot IPOs. Yeah, they're hot. They're great. Go out and get them, says Morgan Stanley. Goldman Sachs. Merrill Lynch. We're the underwriters. Right. Let me try to explain to everybody, okay, this is all people that are new to the markets as well. Do not ever trust any of the big investment houses with anything. Okay? Any Game of Thrones fans out there? They are all like Cersei. Okay? They're smart like Cersei. They are evil like Cersei. They know exactly what they were doing. I told everybody, this is back in 2001, that they would be back. They would find a way around it. The dot-com boom was very, very profitable for them. And they had to find a way that they could recreate that and do it again. And they did. And they came up with this idea of incubators and venture capital funds where they can control the valuation of these companies for a longer period of time and then could ladder them up, make the valuation get higher and higher and higher over an extended period of time before everyone could dump the stock. Some of these, I mean, you got to take a look at some of this stuff. The numbers are extraordinary. Nearly 170 private companies right now, private, are valued by their owners at $1 billion or more. I don't know how they put that billion-dollar valuation because they're not making money. I make money, and I don't put a billion-dollar valuation on my company. Anyway, 170 companies with a billion-dollar valuation or more. That's up from 60 just 3 years ago. 13 private companies today have a valuation of $10 billion or more. Before the financial crisis, no venture-backed company had ever achieved a billion-dollar valuation before going public. What does that mean? That means that they priced you out. You are way down the line. At least back during the 1990s, you were able to get in at a much lower valuation than where you're able to get in today. That's the difference. They figured it out. They said, oh, yeah, we'll keep secretive, and we'll talk about this Silicon Valley, and we've got these venture capital companies, and we'll do rounds of financing, and we'll raise the valuation, and then when the time is right, we'll sell it to the suckers. Who are the suckers? Oh, that would be you. That would be you. I lamented here on this program when Snapchat went public. When I saw all the articles and the business publications with all the youngsters out there, all the young investors out there going out and investing for the first time. Oh, yes, I'm going out. I know Snapchat. I use Snapchat. And I'm going to go out and invest in Snapchat. It's going to be the first company I invest in. And I said, man, this is not going to end well. It really isn't. We're going to talk a little bit more about this. And I want to talk a little bit about our account repair kits because a lot of the people that invested in these things need it right now. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Remember, we have a 24-hour-a-day help hotline, kids. 800-471-5984. That number again, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Friday night and the lights are low. Looking up for a place to go. Where they play the right music. Getting in the swing. You come to look for a king.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
What this requires is providing medical examinations to these people initially when they started reporting what I will just call symptoms.
State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert briefing reporters about a strange attack on U.S. diplomats in Cuba. The State Department says an acoustic attack was used on several embassy employees, causing symptoms that mimic a concussion. Some of the injuries were so strong they had to be brought back to the U.S. for treatment. One employee reportedly has permanent hearing loss from the attack. The State Department says the Cuban government claims to have no knowledge, and they're allowing the FBI in to investigate. White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders admitting there is some frustration between President Trump and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Trump tweeted today, quote, "Can you believe Mitch McConnell, who has screamed repeal and replace for 7 years, couldn't get it done? Must repeal and replace Obamacare." Sanders said the two men spoke by phone yesterday. USA Radio News.
All day long you hear ads for prostate pills, all promising to end your prostate troubles fast and easy. But how do you know which pills really work and which ones are garbage? The answer is ProstateReport.com. We took every prostate pill on the market, all the top brands, and spent a fortune to have them laboratory tested to see what is really in each brand. The results were jaw-dropping. You'll be shocked when you see what garbage some of the leading brands are really selling you. So go to ProstateReport.com and see the lab reports and reviews the prostate pill companies don't want you to see. Find out which pills really work and which ones are just a big waste of money. This website is already a blockbuster, and right now, this information is still absolutely free. So say goodbye to your prostate problems once and for all. Go to ProstateReport.com. That's ProstateReport.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
You more cowbell than those other financial shows. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. Always honored to have you tuned into the big program. I use the phrase here on the program, conspiracy, to keep people poor and stupid. That was a Donald Luskin phrase from years ago. Another writer, always sticks in my mind, was another watchdog. He really was when he was writing, and they got rid of him because, again, I think that, he went against the grain. Christopher Byron used to call individuals greater fools. Who are the greater fools going to be? Who are the individuals that are going to be left holding the bag when everything falls apart? When I compare the big investment firms to Circe, listen, if you don't think, that they know what a good business is and a bad business is, they do. They know exactly what they're doing. They know what a reasonable valuation is. Let me ask you a question. Do you think any of the executives at any of these firms are putting Snapchat or Blue Apron into their retirement accounts, investing for the long haul? There's no way. The way that they structured this, again, back in the 90s, they could ladder the stock up by giving people IPO a little taste here, there, and then saying buy aftermarket, which would make it go up. And they did that. They still do that today. But again, you are so much further down the line, and so much money has been made already. What did you think was going to happen? Honestly. You took a look at Snapchat. I forget the head of that company. He took this ginormous bonus just for taking the company public. Millions of dollars. Is that prudent? And now what am I getting? I should have listened to you. I got it in my Betterment account. These various different online app accounts that the kids have nowadays. And it burns people. It does. It burns them. And then it turns them off to investing, which is unfortunate. Because obviously they weren't taught about proper investing in the first place. That they were, their first investments they were making was in Snapchat. And now they've lost more than 50% of their money. Most are not going to want to come back, at least for a very long time. So what's their option? What? CDs, savings accounts? How's that going to work? It's an educational problem we have in this country as well in regards to money and people just not understanding it. I had an entire column as well. I was reading this past week talking about employer 401k plans. And these employer 401k plans, which again, I find is extraordinary. They're telling people when they sign up to do target date funds, and when you're starting out, you only put in 3% of your paycheck. 3%? 3%? You got to do a hell of a lot more than that. And then, you know, the kids, well, I'm look at these things after they switch businesses, they're farther on a dime. Well, I listen to what they told me to do. I said, what? The Mr. Stockbroker came into the office one day, handed you out a survey, 9 questions, and you left it at that? This is your money. Come on, people. Most people spend more time doing research on a phone that they're going to buy or a computer that they're going to buy. You need to understand how money works. You need to understand what compounding is, the road to riches, and what it can mean to you over 10, 20, 30, 40 years, and the type of wealth that it can create for you and your family. The earlier you start to save, the less you have to save. I know this is all stuff for movies I bring up all the time. From Get-Go, nothing ruins my day more than losses. You can't go doing that. You just lost over 50% of your investment in Snap. Do you understand that now you have to see over 100% on your money just to break even? That takes years. You would have been better off going to Vegas and doing the Vegas-style pool party and betting on red or black. And I said it right here on the show. We're here to help people. Okay, I don't want to sound like I'm lecturing. I know, I got my coaching voice on right now when I coach the kids on the lacrosse field. We've got account repair kits there at the website. Sign up. Free consultations with their certified financial planners. Everything is free. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. That's WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Or give us a call. 800-471-5984. That number again, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
When it comes to new window coverings, everybody has a budget. And Budget Blinds is the one place that understands you and your budget perfectly. Budget Blinds provides more custom window coverings than anyone in North America because we think that everyone, at every budget, deserves beautiful style, expert service, our no-surprises pricing, and our no-questions-asked warranty. Right now, during our 25th anniversary celebration, you'll get an even better value during the biggest sale of the year. Special upgrades like invisible tilt bar on shutters, free smart fit, or a cordless option on honeycomb shades for a clean, uncluttered contemporary look. Book your free in-home consultation now. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS or go online to budgetblinds.com. Forget do-it-yourself. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS and get style and service that fit your budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. Our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE dot com.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
This report is brought to you by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. Clinical trial recruitment is a challenging step in the development and FDA approval of new treatments. This is especially true for patients with Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis, collectively known as inflammatory bowel disease. According to Michael Osso, president and CEO of the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation,
there are many good treatments available, but for some they stop working. For others, none of the current treatments work at all, and that's why it's critical that there be more treatment options available.
The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation is addressing this need with the launch of their dedicated clinical trials community. It has been created to educate and raise awareness of clinical trials among patients, caregivers, and healthcare providers, improve communication with patients and providers, and provide resources to identify and participate in clinical research. Osso adds,
the clinical trials community provides our patients with the opportunity to be citizen scientists, helping inform research that will affect the future of IBD.
To learn more, visit Crohn'sColitisFoundation.org.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
That is some old school Prince, man. Remember this video? Back when MTV used to play music? she had that whole, like, cartoony with that little cloud suit on. Anyway, welcome back. Around the World in a Day. That was the name of the album. Welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. Okay. They had to get some questions this past week about Apple. Hey, Chris, what do you think about Apple's cash pile? Yeah. iPhone 8 is coming out. And I, like I said here on the program, full disclosure, I'm a bit of an Apple fanboy. Am I a tech genius? No. No. I'm not a tech genius by any stretch of the imagination. Not. But I love my Apple stuff. It's simple to use. I used to be. I had more time. I actually wish I had the time to understand, you know, how a lot of this stuff actually works. But I just don't. But Apple stuff is easy to use. And I'm waiting for that Apple 8 phone. I am. I'm curious to see what they're going to do next. I know it's got to be something cool. I talked about my Apple AirPods, these headphone things that I absolutely love. But anyway, yeah, I get off the beaten track. Apple's cash pile, $261.5 billion, most of which is over in Europe. What are you going to do? Now all the talking. Oh, you know, we got to get Apple to repatriate that money back to the United States. Right. Sure they are. Sure. Right. Yeah, that's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Couple reasons why. We've explained this here on the program. The money's already back here in the United States. There's not a big safe over in Luxembourg or Liechtenstein or something like that, where Apple's keeping their $261.5 billion in cash. They buy treasuries with it. It's already come back here. They've lent it back to the United States. The United States would rather have Apple continue to buy treasuries and lend them the money at below market rates than collect the tax bit on it. Technically, they're getting more money now. Apple, I don't know. You got to understand. There's just the utter size of that pile of cash. They could buy Walmart. They could buy Walmart. They could buy Oracle. They could buy AT&T. And they don't really buy much. They don't. Would they buy Beats? They don't do a lot in terms of acquisitions. They do, about $12 billion a year in R&D? Who knows what they're going to end up doing with that cash pile? I don't know. They're going to buy Greece down the line, bail out. I have no idea. I mean, nice purchase. Beautiful real estate they got going on there. But anyway, yeah, good earnings numbers from Apple this past week. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back. Come on. Is it choo-choo train? Come on, is it choo-choo?
Come on, is it choo-choo train? Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat.
Did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what. You sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right. I should have told John to cue up the theme music from The Terminator for this next story. I actually read this, and I couldn't believe what I was reading. And I went and I had to check it. I thought I was being duped. And I actually sat down and explained this to my wife and kids, and they were kind of freaked out by it too. Facebook had to shut down an artificial intelligence experiment after two of the robots began talking in a language that only they understood. The chatbots, Alice and Bob, modified English to make it easier for them to communicate, creating sentences that were gibberish to watching scientists. A robot expert said the revelation that Facebook machines had spoken in their own language was exciting, but also incredibly scary. You're damn straight it's scary. Anybody see any of these movies? Anybody watch War Games with Matthew Broderick way back when? Shall we play a game? What about Terminator when Skynet goes live? You know, there's an issue with human beings. Just because we're able to do something doesn't mean we should do something. And I always think of, think of Jeff Goldblum's character in Jurassic Park, where he goes out and he's kind of warning everybody about this whole dinosaur thing. Kind of warning about this whole dinosaur thing here and how, it might not be such a good idea. Well, yeah, this might not be such a good idea. And the funny thing is I saw the story the same day. J.P. Morgan develops an artificial intelligence robot to execute high-speed trades and put humans out of work. Oh, this is going to end well. Oh, yeah, sure. This is going to end well. This is going to be fantastic. They're going to have robots trading stocks at the speed of light. In essence, they're going to artificial intelligence. They're going to try to dupe investors. And it's easy to dupe human beings and freak human beings out. And you could get on the side of a lot of winning trades. Wow, that's great. Fantastic. So, we're going to redo it. It'll be the next Terminator movie. Schwarzenegger comes back as a high-speed trader for J.P. Morgan. Again, just because you can do it, J.P. Morgan, doesn't mean you should do it. It's an interesting story this past week. This is on a topic that we've covered here on the program in the past. The long-term capital management, the hedge fund that almost broke the world. And there was an interview with one of the guys that worked there. And he basically gets in to the folly of what took place back then. This is the smartest people right back from the old Salomon Brothers bond trading house. And Nobel laureates working at this thing. And they still couldn't control it. They couldn't handle the leverage. It's, again, beware of wizards of smart. Beware of people that tell you that they are just that much smarter and that much brighter, and they've got some magical way to make money like nobody else has been able to do. They've developed the algorithm. They've got the shortcut. They haven't. To all new listeners of this program, we say something often here. Everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort. No exceptions. Okay. This story, this is pretty, guys, it's gross. It's gross, okay? This is dirty porta-potty gross. Wells Fargo again. And this story is not getting much press at all. And I'm going to take a gander on why it's not getting a lot of press. Wells Fargo, after their last scandal, upped the ante. Upped the ante when it came to advertising. Oh, yeah, Christmas time. They had the Wells Fargo wagon with the children making the snowmen, with the carrots outstretched for the horses on the Wells Fargo wagon. Yeah, they upped their advertising spending. And you may not think it's true, but it is. If you spend a lot of money, you can buy yourself a lot of, let's say, non-stories. Or you can buy yourself, oh, let's look the other way, by the mainstream media and the press. And that's the case here with Wells Fargo. Because this story, like I said, is disgusting. Wells Fargo. 250,000 of its clients were pushed into delinquency by forcing them to buy auto insurance they didn't need, nor did they ask for. The bank allegedly made millions of dollars off unsuspecting clients. Again, they didn't check. Wells Fargo didn't check whether its clients taking out auto loans already had auto insurance, or actually ignored the fact that they did. Then the bank created collateral protection insurance policies for the clients and added premium charges on top of the auto loan without even telling the clients. Not only that, 25,000, this led to 25,000 car repossessions. Now, who do you think that Wells Fargo targeted in this, huh? They didn't do this to me. They didn't do this to a lot of people in the upper to upper middle class. They went after poor people. People that they felt that they could dupe, that they could pull the wool over their eyes. Again, is this the type of institution that you want to have managing your money? Ask yourself the question. Is this the type of institution that would steal from poor people? Is that how you want managing your money? Again, then work with Cersei. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Lots more we got to go over on the program today. But take advantage of everything we have at the website, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, or give us a call, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
What this requires is providing medical examinations to these people initially when they started reporting what I will just call symptoms.
State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert briefing reporters about an estranged attack on U.S. diplomats in Cuba. The State Department says an acoustic attack was used on several embassy employees, causing symptoms that mimic a concussion. Some of the injuries were so strong they had to be brought back to the U.S. for treatment. One employee reportedly has permanent hearing loss from the attack. The State Department says the Cuban government claims to have no knowledge, and they're allowing the FBI in to investigate. White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders admitting there is some frustration between President Trump and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Trump tweeted today, quote, "Can you believe Mitch McConnell, who has screamed repeal and replace for 7 years, couldn't get it done? Must repeal and replace Obamacare." Sanders said the two men spoke by phone yesterday. USA Radio News.
I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. I would like to invite you.